This week on the Teenage Mutant Ninja Podcast, Season 3, Episode 9 of TMNT Classic, enter the Rat King. I'm King Cowabunga.
And I'm Pizza Tossin' Gub.
And you're listening to Teenage Mutant Ninja Podcast, Episode 27. This is an extra long delay.
There were issues at hand.
So listeners,
technical issues.
It's kind of funny, actually. So we had issues with this episode, and turns out there was a problem with it, and we have to re-record it. However, we have two episodes past this one already recorded.
So next couple episodes, if we mention things that have passed, and we don't mention the terrible tragedy that has happened, keep in mind.
Anything relevant?
Think of the next two episodes as flashback episodes.
That's right.
All the way back to
back in
June.
Time. Back to June. Mid-June. Funny. All right, but hey, we're back to do Enter the Rat King again.
Luckily, the episode that we lost is an episode that we fucking love.
I made a meme out of it. I made a gif out of it.
I could talk about this episode for hours, like,
That's good, because this episode is going to be a few hours long. We've agreed on that, right? Is that?
I don't know. It depends how long my recorder lasts.
It'll just die out.
There's a limit on the recorder.
All right, so start it off. Bring us into it.
So it's a rainy day in New York City. Mm-hmm. And Byrne is driving in his weirdo a Cadillac with the weird back.
Yeah.
Remember that weird-ass car?
Yeah, I have one, obviously.
Yeah, the weird... It looks like a Transformer, but it's not.
How do you know it's not a Transformer?
We don't know what kind of money Byrne makes.
Byrne's making that Byrne.
But he got it from the aliens.
They hooked him up.
Wait, is that the next episode or the last episode?
I don't know. I don't know where we are in time. I don't know where we are.
So, Byrne is driving, and he's talking to someone back at Channel 6 that they need a new story for tonight, and then a rat jumps out of his car and bites him.
Doesn't he jump out of his car when he pushes something in the glove compartment?
I don't remember.
Does he change the radio or something like that?
No, I think it just leaps out when he's talking on the car phone.
Car phone. If only he had a Zach Morris phone.
Yeah, he goes to hang up the car phone, and the rat just bites him on the arm, and then he crashes into a police car that's right in front of him.
Car phone was the status symbol.
Yeah.
That was it. You know what I found out? Zach Morris phone, the Zach Morris cell phone, whatever it's actually called, I found out. It only has 30 minutes of talk time. It cost $3,000 or something like that when it came out.
You watch Lethal Weapon, right? Of course.
Come on, jeez.
In Lethal Weapon, Lethal Weapon's great and terrible, but great and thoroughly great and thoroughly terrible. But there's a scene in Lethal Weapon where one of them goes to another cop, bring me the phone, I need to call headquarters, and they bring him a suitcase with a phone attached to it because that was the cell phone at the time.
Cell phone.
It's great because it's not even portable. It's a fucking suitcase.
Goes into space.
Yeah.
No. There was only one satellite at the time for cell phones.
Only one. Now there's too many.
There's a billion. Actually, I don't even know how that works. Does every telecom company have their own satellite? Or?
Yeah, I don't know. The cell towers and shit? I don't know.
I don't know how this crap works, so...
People smarter than us have designed cell phones.
That's right.
So then
let's keep going.
So we cut back to Channel 6, and Vern is talking... It's talking to April and Irma. It's been so long since I've done this, I can't remember the characters.
I don't know what I'm doing anymore.
And Byrne berates them on because there's no story. He shows up all fucked up.
Berates them. I like that. That was good. That was a good choice of word.
He shows up all fucked up, like his clothes all ripped and torn and shit.
Thinking to myself, was he drunk? You know, he just rolls in, he's wrecked. Hey.
Oh yeah, this is the episode with the pizza powder.
Yes, the pizza powder. Come on.
I totally forgot about the pizza powder. So we cut back to the turtles' lair, and the turtles are talking about how they're out of pizza. And they literally have a box of with a pizza sign on it that they're like, we can make pizza from this. But then a rat jumps out of it because the rat has eaten all their pizza.
Remember, right before they do this, though, Mikey, you know, there's this big kind of build-up.
Oh, yeah.
The turtle's got to do. And they're all trying to talk him out of it. No, Mikey, no. And, you know, you know what it is. And then it turns out he's just going to go get pizza. But it's raining outside. It'll get soggy. And then all of a sudden, you know, Splinter rolls in. Michelangelo, we have pizza right here. Yeah. Oh, Toby Tubuloso!
Well, they have then, pizza. You know, they have pizza powder, whatever that fucking
powder. So yeah, the way it would work is you just shake the pizza powder, you put water on it, and bam, you got a pizza.
Yeah, apparently. I don't know how that works.
You should know. That's how you do it.
So after this, April shows up.
Mm-hmm.
They chase the rat around like fucking.
Exactly,
Benny Hill music. They just chase the rat around. The rat runs out the front door.
There's a lot of chasing in this script. It's a lot of chasing. It's a big part of the show.
Just reminds me of Rocky.
What? Oh, Rocky! Dramatic! Craig, yeah, that was great. That was probably the last episode we did, but for us it was a long time ago.
Is that?
That's classic.
Yeah, that's the episode before this, right? Sure.
Probably. Maybe. I have no idea.
I don't know where we are. So April shows up, and the turtles think she might be the rat coming until they all draw their weapons to attack her. But then she's not.
It's not.
Of course. This is not the first time this happens in this episode, by the way.
Yes. And then, you know what's great is I also like how when she shows, she just kind of rolls into their sewer apartment. You know, whenever she feels like unexpected, yeah. They got no lock on the doors. Is that how the turtles roll?
Because she goes down there because she's doing a story on rats because Byrne was like, we got to do a story on rats after he was attacked by the rat.
It's rat time, baby.
So she goes down there to talk to them about rats or what they know about rats.
Rats? Question mark? Maybe.
Because I guess they know about rats. I don't know.
Obviously, well, Splinter's there. He knows all about.
But then she's like, I gotta go.
He's living that rat life.
But then she's like, I gotta go. Like, Irma's waiting for me in the car or something.
Irma's always waiting for somebody. Nobody ever pays attention to her.
No. No one's ever waiting for Irma.
That's right. No one's ever waiting for her.
But then these little rats come and pop their tires.
That's right. Mess them up. They pop their tires.
I fucking love the little rats.
Those rats are my favorite part of that episode. Every time they pop up,
there's one part of the episode that you specifically love. That is, we'll get to it when we get
that
to.
I made a GIF out of.
Did you really?
Yeah, I put it on your Facebook.
Did you really?
When Rat King laughs, and then the rats laugh.
I don't remember that.
I totally did that. It wasn't that long ago. It was like a month ago, right?
Maybe. Who knows? No, I don't know what. I don't know what. How time works, right? Oh yeah, there it is. glorious.
That was a month ago. You can like it now. You know, a month later, likes this comment.
Yeah, well, I think I might like that at the time. Anyway,
I looked at the time, I just forgot. Man, I'm working you hard, huh?
I don't have the time to give likes out, man. Got no free time. Can't even like things on Facebook anymore.
That's the modern equivalent of when Jesse Ventura and Predator says, I don't got time to bleed. It's almost the same.
I don't got time to likes.
I don't got time. You haven't given out any likes. I don't got time to give out likes. You got time to duck.
What's the other one? If it bleeds, I can kill it?
That's Arnold, I think. If it bleeds, dude.
No, I think.
No, maybe you're right. Maybe it's not Arnold.
That movie, I love that movie because.
My favorite movies.
Three governors came out of that movie.
What?
Jesse Ventura, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and then the Native American guy is a governor on a smaller.
He's a governor too.
He was a governor.
Sonny something.
Yeah.
That guy's huge, by the way.
Yeah.
Wow.
Three governors came out of the movie. It's crazy.
That's the movie. Did I tell you when back in the day when I used to work at the Shack?
The Shack.
I worked with a guy named Mac.
That's a good name.
And I would always go up to him and go, Mac! Mac! That scene in Predator with Mac. He never got it, you know, because he was way too young to get the reference.
If you ever met anyone named Dylan, you would have to say, Dylan, you son of a bitch.
And you do a high five. No, you do like a
handshake. You do a weird handshake high five where your muscles just
flex
like...
Flex your arms, yeah, and you do the... I'll just keep going. It's a better time, by the way. Let me go back to that. Anyway.
So the rats pop April and Irma's tires and then chase them down the street.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, and then they go to hail a taxi, and the bummiest taxi cab driver is like,
he looks pretty homeless. I gotta say,
he looks like a homeless dude.
It's like if a hobo was sleeping in a cab and decided to drive it around too.
That's right. What happened?
He just was sleeping in it. The driver was, you know, gone. He went to the bathroom, right?
No, the driver's dead in the trunk.
He's dead in the trunk. That's right. He begged him for change to death. Change! No, stop! Change! Ah! And he somehow died. Now he's like walking back towards a cliff. I don't have any change. I'll just keep going.
The rain never.
Blame it on the rain.
Like the fact that it's raining real bad only comes into play because the turtles want to go out to get pizza. It never really comes into play ever again.
Really, and you know they spend so much money on the animation to get that rain going.
So April and Irma are chased to the cab.
Yeah. By the rats.
The cabbie's like, fuck this, too many rats. And then they get cornered.
The exact thing he says is, my car can only legally carry 5 people. Or something to that effect.
Yeah, probably something to that.
And I'm thinking 5 people? Yeah. Where is the 5th person in the trunk?
3 people in the back seat, 2 people in the front seat.
Oh, I thought he meant 5, you know, people, like passengers.
5 additional people.
Yes, because I'm going. Somebody's going in the trunk.
No, someone sits bitch in the back, and then.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
Go on.
So then they're cornered by the rats against a brick wall.
Right.
And then they just run to catch a bus and get away safely.
Anticlimactic. Their bus token. You know, back when we had tokens. That's right.
Oh, fuck.
Got to bring those back.
Yeah. No, you don't.
Sure we do. We're great.
So then Burns, so it cuts back to Channel 6, and Burns is like, where's April with our lead story?
That's right. We got to do our rat story.
And April runs in the room and immediately goes behind the desk to do a news presentation.
That's actually hilarious how that cuts it. Yep.
She just runs it like the news is live. It's gonna go live without anyone there. But then the Rat King, or someone in the basement cuts the power and steals April, and we don't know who it is. Spoilers, it's the Rat King.
It's the Rat King. By the way, he should have a crown.
He should have a crown. We've discussed this on the previous. He should have an old Burger King Kids Club crown.
That's right. We did talk about this. An old Burger King.
He should have a scepter with like
a piece of cheese.
A piece of cheese.
Made like a Swiss cheese.
Swiss cheese with a big bite out of it.
That's right. And by the way, Swiss cheese is fantastic.
He should have around his belt. He should have mouse traps.
No, he loves the rat. That's when he punishes them. You know, he's got to get serious. He's got to get real with them.
You know what he dresses like? He dresses like the rat guy from Beakman's World.
Beakman's World.
You know Beakman's World?
I do remember it. I'm blanking, but I know it. Hold on. Let me. Yeah. Beakman's World, yes.
And the rat guy?
That rat guy always was weird to me.
Yeah, he was like a homeless guy.
A homeless guy in a rat suit.
By the way, that's all on Netflix, and I watched a bunch of it.
You know what's funny? I got Netflix for a whole day.
Yeah.
I signed up for it, and I looked through all of it, and I said, I don't want this. And then I just canceled it.
Oh.
I still have 30 days free.
You missed out.
No, I mean, I still have it. I just canceled it. The thing is, whenever I get free trial memberships to anything, I cancel it immediately.
Yeah.
Because that way I won't forget to cancel it.
Yeah. That's what I did with Amazon Prime.
I love Amazon Prime.
Well, I have it now, but when like you sign up for it, like before when I was living by myself, you sign up for the free trial December 1st.
Yep.
Order all your Christmas shit. It comes in 2 days. You Like, you cancel right after you get all your shit.
Oh, he's dirty!
Why not? They're offering me free shit.
Smart move. Smart move. I'm with you. I'm on it. I'm with you with that one.
So, the Beekman's World Rat... Beekman's World Rat King.
That's right. Beekman's World Rat King. Let's talk about Ghost Rider, by the way. Let's just get in there. Sort of.
What?
Ghost Rider?
With the movie?
Oh, the show.
Oh, Ghost Rider.
Yeah, Ghost Rider. Not yeah. Ghost Rider.
Not Ghost Rider.
Ghost Rider. It was a ghost? Come on.
Yeah.
That's come on, 80s kids. You know what I'm talking about.
That's a good show. Ugh, classic. Classic show.
Classic. I love it. We're, on this week on Ghost Rider podcast.
And Alfcast.
Alfcast. By the way, I've really been itching to watch Alf lately. I'm going to watch it today.
You know, you should just watch the outtakes where he's racist or whatever.
Oh, please. Let's not go there, please. I hate that word. I really do.
Whoa, whatever that outtake is.
It's hilarious.
Offensive outtake.
Offensive. You know what? There used to be this term, okay? Remember this thing, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me? You're going to bring that back, all right? Jesus. God. When I was a kid growing up, if you ever, ever said you hurt my feelings, you'd get the crap kicked out of you. That was just understood. That was the environment I grew up in. But even when I was in school, you know, if I was 6 years old at school, that upset me. The other boys would kick your crap out of you. What are you, whip? And then when it was your birthday, you get punched. That was the next
thing. Yeah, you get punched in the arm and one for good luck.
And you know what? I'm just going to go on a tangent. But does anybody do that anymore?
No.
By the way? Really? No,
considering I'm 30, I don't want to get punched 30 times in the arm.
Get out, man. Jeez. People could have thought you were 15.
Yeah, they're not going to think I'm 15.
No.
We said our age on this before.
Mine is in the ether. Could be anything.
Could be anything. You could be 12. Nobody knows.
I think it denied alcohol the other day. I was pretty upset, actually.
Did you? I still get carded when I shave.
Yeah, but I have an expired ID.
Oh.
So the guy was
That happened to me, but it's like I had my driver's license from back in the day, and it was like expired, or my learner's permit, and I was like, yep. I was like, this is still a legal document. It has my birthday on it. Like, right. Like how is that? My birthday didn't change.
Yeah, you know what's funny was the guy goes, I can't do anything for you. I said, I have all these credit cards and other things with this name on it, and I look like the person in this picture. Did I jack this guy's wallet and steal his face? Like, what? The guy goes, I can't do anything.
Yeah.
But anyway, what were we talking about when we were on that tangent?
Ninja Turtles.
No, there was something else before that. I was going to go on another tangent.
Getting punched in the arm for your birthday?
Yes, that's it. No, yeah, there's a tangent I wanted to go on. I'm going to add it to the show. This is good. This is going to make this episode better than the one that didn't go up. This is an extra story to make up for the, you know, delay. So being put up. Okay, so when I was a kid, every time it was somebody's birthday, they would announce it over the loudspeaker.
Oh, did they?
Yes.
I think they did that when we were younger, too, but I don't remember.
But see, that meant you were going to get the crap beat out of you by everybody in your class. That was what was understood. So I remember always being upset because my birthday is not a summer month.
Oh, so yeah.
There's no way I can get out of it, right?
No.
Sure enough, it was my birthday. Well, it's King Cowabunga's birthday today. And then every guy would just turn at you, kind of do that fist.
Like,
you know,
cracking their knuckles.
Oh, you're going to get it today. And not only did I get beat up by the kids in my class, the kids in the classes above me beat me up. Hey, King Cowabunga, I was Prince Cowabunga then. Hey, Prince Cowabunga, I heard you, you turned 10. No, it's not true. Oh, it's true. The guys told me. My little brother's in your class. He told me, and I told the whole grade in eighth grade, we're going to beat you up today. And that was my childhood.
That was, yeah.
That's why anything Alf can say is nothing, okay? Nothing, right? You didn't have, you know, every grade beat you up on your birthday. That was your present. That was your gift.
You know, that Alf outtake.
I love that Alf outtake. It's hilarious.
It's just Ted, the movie. But
oh, is
better?
That's hilarious. I love Elf. You know, I wish Elf came back. I'm bringing it back. We're bringing it back.
We just bought the rights to Elf.
We did. You know what? That guy's actually very desperate to put it into pop culture again.
Is he really?
I read somewhere that he always tries to figure out ways to put it back into current culture. I'll bring it back, baby. I'll do it on my own.
In case you're wondering, he doesn't even own Alf.com.
I heard he tried, though.
Alf.com is nothing to do with Alf.
He owns the IP, though.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
he owns Alf T. Oh, no. AlfTV.com is the unofficial fan site.
I'm going to have my lawyer reach out to him. And you know what? You know what, Pizza Tossing Cup? You're going to draw it. How's that sound?
Alf is on Hulu.
We're gonna do an Alf one-shot Alf comic.
Do you want to know 25 fun facts about Alf?
Yes. On this article. This is Alfcast, isn't it?
Let's put in the jingle for Alfcast. We're not gonna put in the jingle for Alfcast.
I have nothing. I was gonna try to make something up. I had nothing.
Oh, whoa! Alf was the first television show to be presented in Dolby surround sound.
Bam!
That's fucking crazy.
Gordon Shemway. First time surround sound.
You know when Alf's birthday is?
No.
October 28th, 1756.
Because Alf is quite old.
Yeah.
Several hundred years old. He eats cats. I kind of wish I saw an episode where he did eat. Maybe there is, but I haven't watched a lot of Alf, to be honest. I didn't get that far into it. I was watching a movie the other day, and one of the guys from Alf was in the movie. And I remember watching it with my girl, and I said to her, that's a guy from Alf! And she just looked at me and said, why would I know that? I'm telling you, it's a guy from Alf.
The series ran 99 episodes, including 3 one-hour specials.
Because they brought it back. There was like a weird ending that people didn't like, and they made another special to make up for the ending people didn't like. But anyway, in the Ninja Turtles, you know.
Well, now it's all about Alf, guys.
This week. And then we're talking about Cheers, Sam Malone.
Cheers is like great, just great television.
I thought you were about to say something bad.
No, fuck.
When you went oof, I was about to go, are we not friends anymore? Because if you talk bad on Cheers, I love Cheers. That's
love
such
Cheers.
A great...
I also like. I don't know why Sam and Diane.
Yep.
Like it's the main crux of the show, and you're like, why would Sam fall for Diane?
Yeah, no, I never got that. Well, actually, the show got better, I felt, when Christy Alley.
Yeah, because Christy Alley has attitude and sass.
Not just that. Christy Alley is funny because she'll put on this attitude and, you know, she has all this front game, but she's actually a total pushover.
Yeah.
And that's what's funny because, see, Diane, she's an intellectual, right? See, Diane's character was replaced by Frasier.
Yes.
Who was her.
Yeah, because Frasier's in the early episodes, but he's just kind of like a one-off. Isn't he?
Well, he was the guy that Diane was supposed to marry, but she ran out on. He was her psychologist.
Oh, really?
Yes. And then what happens is Diane kind of leaves the show, but Frasier fills in that kind of spot that she filled in a way. Because she was the snooty intellectual, right? So now Frasier becomes that. Right. And then Coach dies, I think, in season 3. Maybe season 2. Whenever Coach dies, Woody comes in and replaces him. And this show kind of takes on a new form. It's very good. And then Raphael walks in and gets a beer.
And that's the episode of Ninja Turtles.
And then the Rat King, and that's it. The episode's over. We're done.
So after April is kidnapped, nothing really happened. I mean, the Turtles show up at Channel 6 because they're watching the newscast and see April get kidnapped. They confront Irma and ask her where April went.
Yep.
And she doesn't know.
Mm-hmm.
They find her communicator or something for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
And they go down to the sewer to find
people. We're just figuring it out, you know. We're just going off of the back memory here, right?
So they go because they go down to the sewer to search for her because they think rats are involved for some reason.
Well, they got good reason. You know, I like how Rat King has a headband for his nose.
Yes.
Kind of. Did I tell you I used to wear headbands all the time when I was a kid?
That doesn't surprise me at all.
I used to wear headbands. Probably 2 or 3 times a week.
Wait, have you watched Kung Fury yet?
No!
Okay, you have Netflix, right? For the month?
I do for a month.
Please, for the love of God, watch Kung Fury and get back to me immediately.
Yes, no, when I was a kid, I was so obsessed with Ninja Turtles, I would wear headbands. Whenever I wasn't in school, I would wear a headband. And then what was great was my grandmother was a seamstress. You know, she was all into sewing and all that stuff. She always had this weird fabric lying around. And I distinctly remember one, and I look back on this now and I'm kind of embarrassed that I did it. There was one, it was like rainbow-ish color with glitter all over it or something like that kind of fabric, and I wore that as a headband for a day.
Yeah, well, you're '80s child.
I wore a red one, and then I wore, you know, wore.
Wait, you might be an '80s child. We don't know. We have no idea what your age is.
Wow, on, jeez.
Yeah, if you look up glitter headband, all you get is little girl headbands.
No, it was something that was not meant to be.
No, clearly.
And I run around the backyard with that. Forget it. I was a Ninja Turtle every day. You found
your broom. You took off the head of the broom.
I did do that.
Everyone did that.
Did I ever tell you this story connected to that? When I was a kid, and there was this girl in my class, and I didn't like her, but her mom was friends with my mom, so I always had to hang out with her.
Yeah. We all know that kid.
We all know that kid, right? You know, oh god,
the paste eater.
First off, I'm 7, right? So I already hate girls automatically.
Yeah.
And then to top it off, you know, I got to spend time with her because her mom hangs out with my mom. And one day I'm running around the backyard, you know, with my headband or whatever the heck I'm doing, and I got a broomstick with me, and I'm trying to do that thing that people do with bows, like Donatello does, where he puts the bow down and he like uses the momentum to leap into the air kind of thing.
Yeah, like a pole vault.
Like a pole vault, that's right. And I just can't do it. I can't.
Of course you can't.
There's no way I can do it, right? And then she says to me, "Well, if you keep practicing, you'll get it one day." And I go, "That's okay. I don't need to get it." And she's going, "No, you just keep trying." And she kept pushing this issue. And even now as an adult, I'm thinking, "What? Where did you think I would spend all this time and energy to learn how to do this? Did you think if I tried like for an hour? Like, this isn't a movie montage. Like, this is going to take a long time."
What's weird is why she was so invested in you doing this, too.
She was. She was very invested into it. It was very funny, you know? And I just remember thinking, even as a kid, I thought to myself, this is going to take me a long time to learn how to do. Not something I'm going to pick up in an hour, all right? I could barely, you know, catch a baseball with my glove. I'm not going to figure out how to do this, okay?
Yeah.
Ugh. Anyway, back to the show.
So
he's got the hand around his nose.
Yeah.
He's got April's prisoner, and he offers her, I believe, Ratatouille.
Yes, because he bakes.
Didn't you know?
No. Before he offers her Ratatouille, he shows off his prowess at controlling rats by playing the flute and having the rats march in a line.
I love that part. I love the rats are my favorite part of this episode. Every time they pop up, I laugh.
Yeah, they're the best. So the rats line up and do a little march, the dance thing.
A little jig.
Do a little march dance thing, and then he offers her. Whoa. Oh, he also climbs. They climb. I'm sorry, because I just watched the part right now where he talks about turning the world into a ratocracy.
A ratocracy. That's right. It's a new form of government.
But when he says that, he like poses, and all the rats climb on him and form like rat body armor on him.
I love that part. A ratocracy is like an aristocracy, but you know it's rats. So you know they all have monocles and you know things like that. But it's rats. Similar.
And then, so the turtles are searching the sewer for April, and then Irma calls them on April's communicator, and she says, "I think the Rat King has her." And they were like, "How do you know that?" And she goes, "Just a hunch." And there's a big sign that says, "I have April O'Neil signed the Rat King." But it's all in block letters.
That's
so
right.
So it's not even signed the Rat King?
I think that was a translation thing.
Yeah, of course. If the Rat King, what's the Rat King's signature? Like a
Rat King?
It's just garbage on the corner.
It's a piece of, well, you think he just wrote
cheese? It's just a drawing of cheese.
Cheese. It's a crude drawing of cheese.
It's a cheese with a little crown on it.
That's right.
The Rat King.
You know what? I think I'm going to go as the Rat King for Halloween one day.
Yeah, you're going to go as the Rat King for Halloween this year.
I think it'll be this year, as a matter of fact. That would be amazing.
No one's going to get that costume.
I'll dress my lady up as a rat. I don't think she'd like it, but it'd be hilarious. We'd have a big fight about it in the car. You're going to be a rat! You and I were supposed to do Bill and Ted.
Oh, yeah, we were supposed to do Bill and Ted one year.
Still can. You know, there's still time.
Cross-country Bill and Ted.
Bill and Ted. We'll totally do it. But let's keep going.
So at this point, we cut back to the Rat King, and the Rat King has April in a giant cage, mm-hmm. like a giant bird cage thing, and he offers her Ratatouille.
I love that.
And then he kicks, and then she knocks it away.
The rats go right for it.
And this is when he makes his joke.
So he asks her, you know, she says something, oh, the turtles are coming for me in Splinter or whatever. And he says, oh, was he a salamander? And then the rats laugh at her when he laughs at her. Oh, it's great.
Yeah.
And then she goes, no, he's a rat. Oops. A rat, huh? I can have a ninja master do what I want. Because he has the power over rats.
Yeah, he can control the rat with his weird flute thing.
I kind of wish I knew more about this guy's background. Was he once a homeless man obsessed with rats? Like, what is his background?
He wasn't once a homeless man. He is a homeless man.
What are you talking about? He lives in a rat, you know, palace.
He currently is homeless.
I really don't like the new version of the Rat King.
No, it's awful. He's skinny and gross.
I don't like him at all. No, I want the homeless guy, you know, who's crazy into rats.
Yeah, he becomes, I'll read up the history. The Rat King lives in the sewer. weapons of choice. Weapons of choice. Rat armies.
Rat armies, that's right. That's right. He's got different branches of the, you know, army, branches of the military. He's got the Rat Army, the Rat Marines, Rat Navy. They're working on that Rat Air Force. They're not there yet.
Oh, wow. In his final appearance in the series, he added a tattered dark trench coat and dark hat to the ensemble.
Nice.
So he gets pretty cool.
Pretty cool, guys.
So what was, you know what his occupation is?
Rat King.
Rodent Overlord.
It's his job. You reading this in the back of the action figure? Like, where is this going?
I'm reading it the Turtlepedia.
Turtlepedia, written by the Rat King.
Turtlepedia.com. Nice. No affiliation.
All right, let's keep going. Let's roll with it.
So the Rat King figures out that he can fight the turtles and Splinter by taking control of Splinter using his rat powers.
Well, really, just playing that flute.
By playing that flute, and he grabs some grenades.
Mm-hmm.
And he
Rats made them.
The rats made them.
Of course, they're made out of other rats and gunpowder.
They had a dead rat. All the shrapnel is rat bones.
There's some rat teeth in there, you know, the yellowy, you know, teeth right there.
So the turtles are walking through the sewer looking for the Rat King, and Shredder feels weird, and then out of the water rises the Rat King.
Yeah, that's the
but
best.
Mere feet from them.
But they just need to get that shot in there, you know. We gotta move the plot, you know. Here he is.
And he called the rats forward to attack, which doesn't seem like much of a threat.
No.
Until Splinter loses his goddamn mind and starts attacking the turtle.
Crap out of the turtles.
He beats the shit out of the turtles so hard.
Almost as bad as Shredder Splinter did.
Yeah. Shredder Splinter is my favorite thing. When he comes out of the corner with the flail mace axe thing, he's like, come at me, bros.
He's the best. I love that.
That's the previous episode.
Probably last week's.
Last week's episode
is the fifth turtle. That's the one.
Yeah. So maybe not. Whatever. I don't know what happens in that. So they get to a fight with Splinter under the control of the Rat King.
Yeah.
And they want to fight back, but they decide to use, like, they decide not to fight him.
Because Leonardo won't fight him anymore.
Fight him and appeals to his, like, cunning. To say, like, don't fight me, master. I'm your son or whatever.
Right, right. And he doesn't.
Instead, he hits a pipe and washes the Rat King away for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Just to move the plot along.
That's right.
So then Splinter's back home, and they're nursing him with, like, a bowl of porridge or something? I don't remember why that happens. I guess so they go out to fight the Rat King without Splinter this time, because they realize Splinter could easily corrupted by the Rat King.
That's right.
And then Irma and Vernon are looking at news feeds about abandoned train stations to try and find out where the Rat King's lair is.
Right.
Yeah, and they find it, which is just so convenient in the plot.
Right.
Good job, writer Buzz Dixon.
Hey. Good writer.
Can't we complain? So they go down. So Vernon and Irma go down to the sewer to find the Rat King.
Mm-hmm.
Vernon sees a rat and runs away, but it ends up being a toy rat.
That's right. And the whole time he's saying, "Oh, if I'm gonna see a rat, I'm gonna run!" And it just appears right when he starts saying it.
Yeah, and then that rat thing. That doesn't even fit with the entire aesthetic of the show.
No, it's
really so cartoony.
Mm-hmm.
And then April escapes by breaking the lock.
Yep.
But then she can't leave the main exit because there are rat sentries blocking the way.
There's just normal rats.
Which the rat sentries are just two rats sitting by the entrance.
That's right.
Which, like, April could fight two rats.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
They might have, you know, that rat. You don't know what the Rat King taught them. You don't know what they know. Come on, these rats are obviously pretty intelligent. They laughed at her. They disrespected her. They ate her rat tattoo. This isn't your average
rat. They march and dance.
You don't know what these rats can do.
But in this part, after April breaks free, she can't leave the front entrance, so she leaves the back entrance, and the back entrance has a sign saying "danger," like "caution, do not leave this way," "danger, yep. keep out," right?
Yep.
That never comes into play.
Yep. No, it doesn't.
You think it would just be like explosives back there, so there would be like the climax. Oh, right, she's gonna go back there. They're gonna do some shit back there. But no.
Nope.
So, and then the Rat King shows up and berates his sentries.
That's right, and he says, "No Swiss cheese for you." And they get all sad.
And they wobble. They just sulk away.
So let's all be honest. Doesn't the Rat King live a better life than the average person? I mean, he's the king of the rats.
Well, yeah, but he's king of rats. So what is
that? Okay, well, what are you the king of? Nothing.
My apartment?
All right, who listens to you in the apartment?
No one.
That's right. My girlfriend doesn't listen to me. No one, okay? You don't have any command or authority over anybody.
I got, yeah.
You have no slaves. He does. Well, all these slaves. Miniature slaves.
They're also his friends. His only friends in the world. It's like the movie right. Ben.
Kind of like that movie.
Was that
a song?
Yeah, that's a song from the movie Ben.
There's a movie called Ben?
Yes. That's what the song is from.
What? I didn't know this. I only know the song.
Yeah, the song's great.
Yeah, that song is sad. Wasn't that the song like Michael Jackson wrote it because he had no friends except the rat?
Well, Michael Jackson, the song is about the kid singing to a rat about his only friend, Ben the Rat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny.
So the Rat King is now searching through the sewer for April.
Yep.
And the turtles run into April and almost jump her again with their weapons out because they think that she's the Rat King.
Right. That's right.
But then this weird confrontation in the sewer where everyone runs into each other. No, where the Rat King runs into Irma, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Irma's like, "Oh no, you're the Rat King. You're gonna take me hostage." And the Rat King goes, "I don't want you."
You're not a reporter. And she goes, "Yeah, men always want redheads." And she kicks him. Or she does something to him. And then he drops a grenade.
Yes. Ooh. At this point, they all meet up. All the characters meet up in one area. And the Rat King ties up April with a rope or something. Mm-hmm. And Irma goes, "Well, you don't want me? You just want a reporter? You only want the redhead." And then kicks him in the knee. And it forces him to – yeah, it kicks him in the shin. And he drops his grenade,
mm-hmm.
which blows mm-hmm. up. The sewer
mm-hmm.
and causes it to collapse on him
mm-hmm.
and his rats,
mm-hmm.
and they never see him again. The end.
And then they get away, and then they say they beat the Rat King, and then Splinter says, "I think he would appear again. It was a stalemate." And then, you know, Donatello has some lame device about catching rats, and it's not good. And that's it. Episode's over.
The episode.
That's it.
That's
an abrupt ending.
Yeah, that's one of the better episodes with the
Yeah, and you know what? Speaking of abrupt endings, we're out of here.
We're done. It's a short one. Semi-short one.
I'm King Cowabunga.
I'll be the top. See you next time. Later.